You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Friday's local report from Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says partly cloudy tonight with the overnight low temperature about 42 degrees. A mix of sun and clouds on Saturday. High temperature around 66, overnight low about 43. Then slightly warmer each day with sunny skies expected and a high on Monday of about 75 degrees. Topping Friday's local news, Senator Rob Ort has lashed out against Governor Kathy Hochul and the Democratic-controlled legislature and said that they have shown how widely out of touch they are with the needs of the hardworking New Yorkers. He said the new $254 billion budget is packed with outrageous spending and political window dressing that sounds good in a press release but does nothing to improve the quality of life in New York State. Senator went on to say the so-called criminal justice fixes are toothless. He said the discovery and mask laws passed will continue to let violent offenders dodge accountability and walk free while putting the public safety and law enforcement personnel at risk. And the MTA payroll bailout and new business tax in the state could be the tipping point for many companies already questioning whether the high cost of doing business in the state is worth it, resulting in companies fleeing to more business-friendly states. But the senator said the most outrageous move is the creation of a taxpayer-funded slush fund to cover the private legal bills of politicians. He says it's Albany's corruption at its worst, giving political leaders a blank check while working families foot the bill. The senator added the budget is not just mismanaged, but it's offensive. He said Democrats who hold all the levers in Albany are incapable of governing and have continued to lead our state into crisis after crisis. Make no mistake about this budget, it's unacceptable, he said. And the Senate Republican Committee will continue fighting for common sense reforms that will make our state safer, stronger, and more affordable. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, this report of local news is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main in the city. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies that take the time to cater to your needs. And with other drugstores in the area closing, now's the time to think about switching your prescriptions to Wellness Park or Community Medical. All it takes is a phone call, and they'll tell you how it's easily done, and they'll also set you up for free prescription delivery anywhere in the area. Call them at 260-1918, Wellness Park Pharmacy and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls. And the local news is also brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Chris's service call, $35. Chris's experience, 44 years, and he'll come to your home and fix home appliances for that $35 service call plus parts and labor. It's simple, easy, and reasonable. And to get him there, that phone number, 523-5911. Put it in your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need Chris Moore. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other local news, city police are investigating a robbery that occurred at the Subway restaurant at 26th and Pine Avenue. The clerk there said a man came into the restaurant and began filling his backpack with a number of cold drinks from a cooler inside, then made an attempt to leave without paying for them. When the attendant asked if he was just going to take them and walk out, that man told her, "Don't try coming around the counter because I have a knife." He then grabbed more drinks and ran out the door, making his getaway on a bicycle. Police could not locate him in the area, but they do have a video of the event and say when he's identified, possible robbery charges are pending. Police are investigating the disappearance of a laptop at a group home on 17th Street. They say the computer was purchased to allow clients to view movies, but now the laptop has turned up missing. Authorities say there have been a lot of contractors in and out of the facility in the past few days, and that could account for the missing computer that they say was valued at $1,900. Police arrested an area man after he reportedly tried to steal an electric bike on 80th Street yesterday. Working on a description of the man, police located the suspect that matched at 72nd and the Boulevard. When he saw the police, he dropped a backpack he was wearing and crossed the street. Police followed and detained him and brought him back to where the bike owner was, but he told police he didn't want to press charges at the time. Checking the backpack the man dropped, police said they found bolt cutters, a flashlight, pliers, and other tools inside, causing them to charge the suspect, now identified as Michael Raymond of Cayuga Drive, to be charged with criminal possession of burglary tools and also with false personation after he reportedly gave officers the wrong name when asked who he was. Raymond was also charged on a failure to appear warrant that was out on him for not showing up in court on a previous offense. At Tops on Portage Road, a woman was charged after she allegedly tried concealing a number of items in her jacket. Stopped at the door and charged with petty larceny in the case was Jeannie Kless of 25th Street. She was also slapped with an upgraded charge of burglary after being trespassed from the store earlier and told not to come back. Kless was accused of trying to leave the store, this time with $118 worth of stolen goods. At the Family Dollar store on Portage Road, a man came in and began to conceal items before leaving without paying for them. Police said he was located a short time later on Pine Avenue and identified as Terrell Vales of 2nd Avenue in the town of Niagara. He was charged with burglary due to a previous stay-away order, petty larceny, resisting arrest, and with bail jumping. Authorities said he left the store with clothing and a number of unpaid-for electronics. At 13th and Pine, two people came to a home and began banging on the door with sticks, then proceeded to smash out the window on the door with a hammer. When the occupant came to the door, the two accused him of having their mother's credit card. But the occupant told them he didn't have the card and never did. Damage to the door was set at $200. Police are investigating that incident. The folks at Niagara Hospice are saying they're looking forward to their 12th annual Hospice Grand Fondo that'll take place on August the 9th. Grand Fondo originates in Italy, where long-distance bike rides are followed by big celebrations. The event starts and ends at the Niagara Hospice campus, located on Sunset Drive in Lockport, and the ride will feature a number of rest stops stocked with refreshments and a post-race party, complete with food, drinks, and live music when it's over. For those not taking part in the ride, a separate ticket can be purchased to enjoy the after-party. If you think you might be interested and want more information, call Niagara Hospice at 280-0766. And finally, a woman who took a number of items from a roadside stand in the town of Cambria was arrested by sheriff deputies yesterday after they placed a video of the woman taken at the stand on Facebook. Deputies wanted to see if anyone could identify her, and they did. With over 1,500 views on the site, 59-year-old Shelley Gerber of Cheektowaga was said to be the alleged thief, and after being interviewed by deputies, she was charged with petty larceny in the case. Gerber was given an appearance ticket and will now face that charge in Cambria Town Court. If it happens in your area, whether large or small, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line at 371-0046. Remember, the Links of Niagara is still booking times for their pro golf simulators where you could practice your golf game right up until your favorite golf course opens, and continue practicing beyond that. Want details or a virtual look at the Link of Niagara? Visit them online or call them at 285-0610. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net. Our news coverage is expanding daily, and if you have a friend interested in local news, tell them they'll get real local news here, the things that really matter to you, on the Real Niagara Radio. And daily on Facebook, just by entering niagararadio.net. And in the evenings and on the weekend, if news breaks out, we'll break in, and you'll hear it here on Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.